FBS SITREP. Now to America. It seems she's done it. Hillary Clinton has got enough votes to become the Democrat nomination for the presidential election in November. This is the first time that a woman has run for president. She and her supporters regard this as the biggest step change in the history of American politics. Simon Marks joins us from Washington. Hello, Simon. Truth is, only Hillary could have done this with her pedigree.
Yes, but it's taken her a lot longer, of course, to achieve than I think she might have anticipated when she got into the race last year. Nonetheless, she is portraying this as an historic milestone for her and for the United States, for all those people out there, women and men, who wanted to see another glass ceiling shattered. She actually was standing beneath a glass ceiling, symbolic, of course, but it was a real glass ceiling when she addressed her supporters in Brooklyn on Tuesday night and said, right, I finally clinched this nomination and now we have to start fighting and unifying around my candidacy in order to save the country from Donald Trump. And that is very much job number one for her, although her rival in the race for the Democratic Party's nomination, Senator Bernie Sanders, is not entirely out of the way yet.
What are the bookies saying about her chances, saying that she is the one over Donald Trump?
Well, they're saying that the odds are slightly shorter than they were just a few months ago. Donald Trump, in some polls, is now actually beating Hillary Clinton in a straight matchup. But I would throw a huge public health warning over all of these polls, these national polls that match up Clinton versus Trump. Because at the end of the day, the presidential election is not decided that way. The presidential election is decided in a handful of so-called battleground states, swing states like Ohio, like Florida, like Wisconsin, where voters traditionally make up their minds as they go along. Sometimes they go for the Democrats, sometimes they go for the Republicans. And so the real polling that we all need to keep an eye on is the battleground state polling. And there, this election is definitely up for grabs.
Christopher, Hillary's presence, how does that change the concept of leadership in the US?
I'm not sure. I mean, this is the thing, Simon. I know we've had, for example, vice presidential runners who have been women,
but
also and women in the most important positions. She was one of them. Hillary Clinton was one of them as Secretary of State. But I wonder if just by getting this far, America, part of America, starts thinking, oh, this is you change the concept of leadership, what leadership could possibly be.
Is it the biggest step change in the history of American politics?
Look, I think it's a substantial shift, and it is a glass ceiling being shattered. And you're going to hear Hillary Clinton talking more and more about it because she senses that Donald Trump has a problem attracting the support of women voters. And it's much better for her to be talking about that issue than, for example, for her to be talking about her foreign policy record, which is an issue on which Donald Trump clearly intends to hammer her.
I was going to ask you that next. When are they going to start debating that, do you think?
Well, I think almost immediately. First of all, we're told that Donald Trump early next week is going to be making a speech about the Clintons, plural, not just Hillary, but Bill as well. And he's promising a lot of very interesting information about the way in which he claims that they have enriched themselves and sold influence while in office. So he's going to stay in the mire on that for a while to come. She is going to get out on the stump campaigning, she hopes very soon, with Barack Obama. The president's expected to endorse her very soon, hit the stump and say, this is the woman I want walking through the door of the Oval Office. This issue of foreign policy is complicated for her because you were talking about it earlier in the program. Syria, heck of a mess, and it developed on the Obama-Clinton watch. So if Donald Trump can stop talking about all the Clintons' personal scandals and foibles and start trying to force her to defend her foreign policy record, he's got an opportunity to make some headway.
Simon Marks from Future Story News, thanks for joining us.